Miranda Sayers felt the jolt rip up her back straight into her neck. Her head snapped forward in a whiplash motion. Giving a little shriek of pain, she grabbed the arms of the wheelchair and prayed she didn't topple over.
"Oh no! Randy!"
The bus driver reached to catch her just before she went headfirst onto the sidewalk. The bag of groceries she had been carrying in her lap flew outward, throwing fruit and cans and cartons in every direction. Randy cried out again as the front wheels hit the concrete and bounced. Her feet fell off of the footplates, and at any moment she knew they would become trapped underneath the assembly. She panicked as she tensed, anticipating the mangling her calves and feet would take.
"My feet! My feet!"
The malfunctioning lift continued to rise. Like a horror movie in slow motion, she saw herself in the wheelchair going over the edge of the platform. Screaming again, she threw her arms around her face and head, hoping to protect them. A form suddenly appeared in front of her. Long, muscled arms scooped her up just as the chair finished its swan dive, crashing hand grips first against the curb. There was a screeching sound of stressed metal, and then silence. Tremors left her gasping for air as she clutched the navy blue t-shirt, afraid to let go for fear of finishing her fall. The leather-clad arms clutched her tighter against the shirted chest. Somewhere above her head, she could hear someone trying to calm her, soothe her racing heart, and settle her trembling that was slowly lessening.
"You're going to be okay, miss. I got you. Disaster averted."
The older man shook his head in apology.
"They told me they'd get that damn lift fixed. I'm so sorry, Randy. Are you okay?"
The sudden knocking on the door surprised her. Her first thought was about Granny May. Maybe the old woman had taken a turn for the worse, and they had come to tell her. No, wait. They wouldn't come to the apartment. They would call, she told herself as she wheeled out of the bathroom. But the electricity is out. Does the phone work without electricity? The knock came again, insistent but not demanding. She grabbed the Afghan off the couch and threw it over her.
"Hold on, I'm coming!"
Chewing on her lower lip, Randy approached the front door and started to reach for it when the knocking came again. This time, she jumped at the sound.
"Who is it?"
"Calling first, your upstairs neighbor, Miss Sayers."
"No."
Oh, God, she must look awful. No makeup and ratty hair. Not to mention still lollygagging around in her nightgown after 10 in the morning. But if she went to change, it would take her at least 10 to 15 minutes. Even without anyone to help her, she could accomplish most of what she needed to do by herself. It just took a lot longer.
"Miss Sayers, I came by to see if you were okay after that little incident yesterday."
That chocolate voice oozed around the doorframe, making her heart beat at twice its normal speed. Oh well, might as well bite the bullet and open the door. She was sure the man wouldn't leave until she had at least answered him face to face. Moving the wheelchair to one side, Randy opened the door several inches, enough to see the man shifting from one foot to the other. Her heart did a complete somersault at the sight of his crisp tan pants and the pale green button-down shirt tucked in at the waist. The man couldn't look more delicious than if he had paid a professional dresser to get him ready. She managed a small smile to match his.
"I told you to call me Randy."
"Right, yeah, sorry."
He glanced down the hallway back toward the elevator.
"Look, would it be possible for me to come in for a moment? I need to talk to you."
A hand involuntarily flew to her cheek.
"I'm sorry, Mr....
Colin. If I have to call you Randy, you have to call me Colin,"
he half-teased with another one of those devastating grins.